Hey, listener, this is Josh Elledge, CEO of UpMyInfluence.com. We are actively seeking guests for our daily commercial-free entrepreneurial inspiration podcast. If you know someone who is doing 6 to 8 figures in business, send them our way. Just go to UpMyInfluence.com/guest. Let's get on with the show.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Jen Amos. And today I have with me Colin Scotland, who is a marketing coach. You can learn more about him and his company at colinscotland.com. Colin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jen. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. I thought I'd open up by asking, how has the new year been treating you so far?
The new year's been a crazy one, hasn't it? For everybody on the planet, right?
It's
just been not the 2021 that we expected.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think for me in America, when the New York ball dropped on New Year's Day, it was very anticlimactic. And I feel like a lot of people were describing that as like the summary of 2020. but either way, it is a new year. And just glad to hear that you're doing all right so far.
Well, it's interesting that you ask, because do you not think there's always perspectives? There's always perspectives that we can take, that we can choose to take. So a lot of people go, oh, this, the pandemic's happening and the world's kind of going crazy, bananas everywhere, everything's changing.
Right.
But in those moments, billionaire brands are born. Multi-million dollar companies are built and created. There's opportunity everywhere when you choose to look for it, you know?
So I like that.
Yeah,
for sure. That's one thing I appreciate about doing this show is I feel like I've interviewed so many people who pivoted, you know, in 2020 and actually thrived, or some people where they their business actually propelled, you know, kind of they were just able to ride the wave of, you know, the pandemic because their business was actually more needed during that time. And so I think the lesson here is really, it's not about what happens to you. It's how, what you do with what happens to you. Right. And with given all these circumstances, it's all about like how you look at the situation and how are you going to show up in that situation? Not just be like, oh, this situation is happening to me.
I love that. That's there's a great quote there, isn't there? In the moment between stimulus and response, you have a choice.
Yes.
What you do with that choice, what you do with that choice affects everything in your life from then on.
That's a better quote than what I said. So thank you for saying that. well, Colin, let's talk a little bit about the work that you do as a coach. Your clients call you a marketing Morpheus. Let us know. What does that mean?
It's really interesting. So I think one of the interesting things for me was I always loved marketing, a bit of an anorak about how people make a decision to buy something. So always fascinated by that. And I'll tell you a little story about that in a second, because it's really funny and what drove that passion. But alongside that, I'm kind of I kind of class myself as a bit of an explorer spiritually as well. Mm-hmm. And that's morphed into a circle of clients that are drawn to that development, to that self-improvement and that journey of exploring who mm-hmm. we are, why we're here, the big questions that we all ask at different points in our lives. And so often my coaching sessions will be about marketing and the thing that drives the business. But actually, is it that drives the business? Because oftentimes it's what you've just said about how we choose to show up, how we choose to look at something, what makes the difference. And that's where the whole mindset stuff comes in. Mm-hmm. My clients are saying, hey, this is like, you're like marketing Morpheus, or it's funny. That story, shall I share it with you really quick?
Yeah, please.
So I'm from Liverpool, England, and mm-hmm. my dad was a market trader. We mm-hmm. would go in the middle of the night. You'd shake me up out of my bed when I was a little boy and take me in a rickety old van to one of the markets in Liverpool. And we'd be clanging and banging and setting up the stalls. That was how my dad made his living. Mm-hmm. And I hated it because I was freezing cold, mm-hmm. really hungry, and didn't enjoy it. There was a guy that taught my dad everything he knew about buying and selling and running a business. And he was called Freddie, a really heavy, heavy accented Liverpudlian. Mm-hmm. And he would, when the market was quiet, he would go into his van, little red transit van, and you would hear the most almighty bang, bang, and the van would start shaking, and he'd start screaming, "Ah, oh, what what's going on? Oh, you're breaking my arm. Stop, stop, bang, bang. And the van would start swaying back and forth. These crowds would start gathering, right? Coming around the van, wondering what's going on, looking into the van. And then he'd burst out of the back doors, large as life, onto his market stall, you know. All right, girl, 2 for a 5 there on the shoes. He used to sell shoes, right? Mm-hmm. And he would use all kinds of weird and wonderful tactics like this to get people's attention. He would literally have some crazy antics about how he would grab people's attention. Mm-hmm. And the things that he would do, he was a proper character. The things that he would do to kind of change the way that the stall was laid out, the way that the products were displayed, not just the crazy stuff banging on the side of his van, pretending to be getting beat up inside of the van, you know. There was all kinds of really clever things that they would do to entice people, to get people interested. And I was a young boy, kind of frightened, not frightened, cold, wet, just wanting to go home, you know. But something about that, like, lit something in me. And from then, I've always been fascinated with the buyer journey, the process that we go through in making a decision. I went on to lecture in marketing communications, started a PhD in just that very same topic.
Wow.
So it's something that's always been a fascination to me. And it was triggered by Freddie banging on the side of his van when I was a young boy.
You know, that sort of reminds me of when you see a store and the store sign is misspelt. And you go inside and you're telling them, like, you know, your sign is misspelled, but it's like, oh, but now you're in the store, you know? And so that's sort of how I interpret it. It's like, you know, there's these antics, like you say, where we can get people's attention that maybe traditional marketing doesn't necessarily, you know, teach. And so, so I think that's quite fascinating.
Yeah. And listen, there's a concept called clickbait, isn't there? Where you, like you entice somebody, but then you switch and talk about something completely different. That's unethical. That's not the kind of thing that I'm getting at here. But that those interesting ways, there are interesting ways to get people's attention. And it's called, in marketing, we call it a pattern interrupt. So how can we interrupt the flow, interrupt the pattern to create that little startle enough for somebody to catch their attention? And so it's things like that. It's mechanisms like that, ethical ones, not banging on the side of the van pretending to be beat up, right? But how can we use ethical triggers like that to get your audience to think? If you are in an industry and there are unsaid things, what are the unsaid things that you could say? What are the unsaid questions that everybody asks but nobody answers? And how can you book the trend? Nobody talks about how much it costs to employ a financial advisor. Let's publish content and share that, just that. That's just a crazy off the top of my head example. But all of these things are where you are swimming against the stream, you know, against the current. And they're powerful, powerful mechanisms.
Yeah. Well, let's talk without like name dropping or anything. Let's talk about maybe one of your clients where you helped them discover what maybe those emotional or not emotional, ethical triggers, you know, that can help them get their clients' attention.
Yeah. So it's really about understanding, understanding who that ideal client is that we're targeting. And then what does their world look, sound, and feel like? You know, what's their partner saying to them? How are they waking up in the morning? What are they lying in bed at 3 a.m. staring at the white ceiling, worrying about? And when we understand that, we can understand the triggers, the things that would really resonate with them. And it all comes down to emotion. So we want to feel secure. We want to be in control. We want to live our best life. These are universal things that doesn't matter the niche, doesn't matter the demographics, doesn't matter where we live in the Western world. We're all driven by these same emotional triggers. So once you understand what those things are, you can really speak to that. So if you think about it, if you sell, let me think of an example that we can use to talk about. So if we sell financial life insurance or financial kind of security type products along that lines, then this was a client that I actually worked with that did this. They would talk about retirement, about legacy planning, about mm-hmm. all of the mechanical things that I'm not into finance, right? So all of the mechanical things that are really quite dry and boring. Mm-hmm. And when we spoke to their clients, it was about how to safely leave money for their kids, how to do that in the most tax efficient way, because they didn't care about themselves at that point. They're caring about what they leave behind in the world.
Yeah.
If you think about just that, there's a whole emotional kind of ball of energy behind that. Mm-hmm. And so then if we approach this saying, hey, Jen, we've got these products and those products and this product and that product, versus, hey, Jen, how wonderful, how well will you sleep tonight knowing that your children are taken care of and that their children are taken care of because of what you did today?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
World of difference.
World of difference. It's like really honing in on that. Like you mentioned, the emotional trigger. Like it's more about the why. Like why and what do they want? And it just so happens that what you're offering is that vehicle to help them achieve what they want. So it's not just like, if you just focus on selling that particular product or service, but you don't talk about the why. Like it's, you know, there's that disconnect and there's that disconnect with the client. It's like, oh, I don't know, like if you're for me, but if you, at least in regards to, you know, financial planning, it's like, what do you want to leave behind? What's your legacy? It's like, oh, this is what I want to do. Okay, great. Here's a product to help you achieve that.
And that's where the crux of all the best marketing in the world comes from. And it's about that relationship. Mm-hmm. We create relationship when we bond with the people that we love, the people that we live with, the people that we create. Mm-hmm. We have an emotional bond to these people. And so what you're looking to do is to create that those same bonds. And they're created through emotion, nothing else. Emotion mm-hmm. and relationship. So that should be the driver of everything that you do, is how can we genuinely do that? In order to do that, you've got to come from a place of integrity as well. Mm-hmm. And you have to come from a place where you have their best interest at heart. So there's a great myth, you know, a lot of people, my best clients come to me and they say, Colin, I hate marketing. Mm. I hate everything about it. I don't like marketing. I don't do marketing. And actually they run very successful businesses because they do what marketing is and not what they think marketing is. There's a big difference. Most people think marketing is sharky sales tactics and the banging on the van example that I gave you there, right at the top of our chat. It's not that. It's the bond that we create in helping other people. Seth Godin said it beautifully when he said, marketing is the generous act of helping others become who they seek to become.
Yeah. And I know for you, Colin, you like to focus specifically on thought leaders who are heart-centered and mission-driven. And in my experience of talking to heart-centered and mission-driven thought leaders or entrepreneurs, marketing is hard. You know, like you said, they associate marketing with, let's say, the used car salesperson. That's just about like getting, you know, going for that sale. Mm-hmm. And so I think really teaching people how to make that bond with their client, it's an art form, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. And what you've got to realize is that they go hand in hand. So often people focus on the marketing and the mm-hmm. outcome, the sale, the lead, the prospect, the conversion, but they miss the heart-centered, the mission-driven, the purpose. And so this is where the myth is born from, because you've just got people chasing cash with no concern and no regard for the person. Whereas when you marry the two together and you really put that person first above you, mm-hmm. that's when we change the world, because we focus on what matters most. Mm-hmm. The other people, it's not about you. It's about the other people. It's about the people that you serve and what you bring and the change that you deliver in their lives. When you connect the two, the mechanisms of marketing with the mission, that's when sparks fly. That's when magic happens.
Yeah. I mean, is it even sustainable to just, you know, focus on reaching that bottom line or making that cash? Like, is that even like a long-term, you know, good goal to have? Because I don't think it is. But that's not what we all think, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's what Simon Sinek talks about in his new book, The Infinite Game, right? This is, we should be playing an infinite game, one that betters us, one that betters mankind, one that betters the planet and everything around and everyone around us, not the finite game of how much money can we make today, how much money can we make this week. And that's always limited, limited. Whereas the infinite game it's the whole abundance thing again, isn't it? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I know for you, Colin, this comes from this, where you are at today really comes from a rough time in your life where you had a successful business and then unfortunately lost everything. Tell us about that, about kind of that backstory that led you to be where you are today.
So I, growing up on the markets, I always on the learning kind of buying and selling and all of that stuff, getting that fascination. I always thought, I really want to teach this stuff. I want to be a teacher. So I did a degree, did a master's. I used to lecture in marketing for the Chartered Institute of Marketing in the UK. And I thought, this is me. I'm going to be a lecturer, a professor or something like that. And then by accident, I created an e-commerce business that just went crazy busy. And wow. So I focused on that. I focused on the money. I focused on growing the business, the finite game that you were talking about there, you know, and it was great because I had more money than I could spend. And we were doing £5 million a year turnover. And it was like really, really, really good. So for a while, and then it went bust and I felt like the world collapsed around me. But actually that was when I felt like I was actually born, because it was at that point when I had nothing that I was able to really figure out what mattered to me, what was important to me, what are the elements of my skills and learnings and experiences that I can use to help and serve others. And so I had an epiphany moment, and it was this. I started doing it as a marketing consultant, a marketing agency and all of that kind of stuff. I didn't really enjoy it. And I had this little light bulb one day, and I thought, wouldn't it be amazing if I could create a business where all I get to do is have conversations every day with really cool people? And that was my business. What could that look like? And that was like a trigger. That was a light bulb for me, and something that I've held on to ever since. Everything I've done from then on has been around, this is where my coaching practice and business kind of came from, came out of that. Yeah, and if I can help serve and impact the lives of others through those conversations, wow, what a great job I'll have, you know, what a great gift I'll have been given to be able to do that job.
Yeah.
What a blessing that is. So people were putting their arm around me and consoling me as though somebody had died when that business went bust and everything. And the banks were banging on the door for my house. And it was a tough time. It was tough. But actually that was the death of old Colin and the rebirth, or the beginnings of the rebirth of new Colin, who actually knew why he was here.
Yeah.
That he was here to help people to find their center, to find their purpose. And your purpose isn't something that's in you. It's something that's outside of you. And when you find that and hold on to it, doesn't matter what happens. Doesn't matter how many flaming arrows or pandemics rain down on you. You stay true to it and you focus on that above all. Nietzsche said it amazingly well. He who has a why to live can bear almost any how. And when we do that, the marketing then becomes just the kind of mechanical gravy that just makes it all work, you know?
Yeah. No, that's beautiful. I'm curious to know, Colin, if you were to kind of, let's say, go back in time and talk to the old version of yourself, what would you say to him?
Oh, wow. What a great question. So I would probably grab myself by the scruff of the neck and give myself a shake, you know, and perhaps even a couple of slaps in the face. because I think... it's hard, isn't it? My mother-in-law, God rest her, she used to say, you can't put an old head on young shoulders. And I think that's so true. There are lessons that we can only learn through falling over and failing. And so I learned the hard way what mattered to me. And I think there's a great energy in me to help. I guess it's cathartic, isn't it? It's having that conversation with me that I couldn't possibly have, that I would love to have, and say, hey, Colin, this isn't about you. This is about the 30 people that are working for you, that are paying their mortgages, that are bringing up families, that are contributing to the community, that are making a difference. You're making a difference in their lives. It's not about the bottom line. It's mm-hmm. about that difference that you're making. And if I could have seen that then, maybe things would have been different, but then I wouldn't be blessed enough to live the life that I'm living right now.
Right.
And so part of my mission is to help people in finding out what that is, figuring out what that is, so they can hold on to it no matter what.
I love that. You give me all the feels today of just kind of living this life with purpose and meaning and mission. Because what else are we going to do? You know, like after a while, everything else kind of seems a little unfulfilling, but something like this is, it's amazing. So, you know, I could tell that you really enjoy what you do. And I just really appreciate our conversation today, Colin.
Me too. It's been fun. It's been fun. I really enjoyed it, Jen.
Yeah. Let us know before we go, any closing thoughts that you want to share with our small business owners and entrepreneurs that are listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur?
Yeah, there is. There's one I'd love to share really quickly. One of the best things that anyone can do is this. It's to understand and appreciate that the only barrier to you really realizing your mission, changing people's lives, is you. That's the only barrier. And I think if you can sit with that and really think that through, what that means,
mm-hmm.
you can change the world, and the world changes when we change on the inside. And so if you break down that barrier that you've built for yourself by thinking a little differently, by shifting your focus, shifting your perspective, and often you need the support of other people to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. But if you can challenge and stretch your thinking, then you can quite literally change the world, and do anything and be anything.
Wow. And that is a great way to wrap up our conversation. Colin, thanks again for joining us here. I really enjoyed our conversation. I have the good feels to take me into the weekend.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me, Jen. It's been lovely to chat.
Yeah. And again, to our listeners, this is Colin Scotland, who is a marketing coach. You can learn more about him and the good work that he's doing at colinscotland.com. Thank you all so much for joining us, and we'll chat with you in the next episode. Tune in next time.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com/guest. Now, if you've got something out of this interview, would you share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on the socials. Now, if you do that, tag us with the hashtag UpMyInfluence. Each month, we scour Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. We pick one winner from each platform, and you get crowned king or queen of that social media. Now, what do you win? We're going to promote you and your business to over 120,000 social media fans totally free. Now, can you also hook us up? Now, in your podcast player right now, please give us a thumbs up or a rating and review. We promise to read it all and take action. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. Your feedback helps us fulfill that mission. And while you're at it, hit that subscribe button. You know why? Tomorrow, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. 15 minutes a day. Now, my name's Josh Elledge. Let's connect on the socials. You'll find all the stuff we're doing at upmyinfluence.com. Now, thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.